11 shooting shells. Travis continued down to shoot reduction levels that in September 28, 1962, they continued.
Why not? Because he is, whether it's the underscore of Chirish or underscore of Zerah, I don't make any difference. So why not? So the Oruch explains it on the basis of secretion of Lichbeslein. Rashi couldn't explain it on the basis of secretion of Lichbeslein. Because Rashi Shittis, secretion of Lichbeslein, is considered mischal mit Rashi. Teis Vesnabene explains it on the basis of Lochash and Zerichul Gufo. But anyway, so that means that it's that he is potter on the score of Lochash and Zerichul Gufo. So how can Rashi say that Reb Shimon is made that he is chayim? So, said Vosom Lichbeslein mischamle. Elok of the Rashi. But so we have to give a very simple teretz. I mean, it's not a longish teretz; it's a very simple balabatish teretz. That in other words, what Rashi means here, Rashi of course is made it. That I mean, it couldn't be any other way. Of course, according to Reb Shimon's, it's two separate Reb Shimon's. I mean, it's the same Tane, but it's two. There is no logical connection between the Reb Shimon's memre that Doshin Mischav Mizmutan Klaterikule. Quaterikule, including Shabbos, and Reb Shimon's memre, that by Shabbos, Lohash and Tzchil Gufa is what? So it's two separate alokas, there is no logical connection. Now the Rambam, for example, he paskins like Reb Shimon in the aloche of Dorosh and Mischav and Quaterikule, it's muter, and he paskins like Reb Yude, that Lohash and Tzchil Gufa is chay. Most Rishayim paskin like Reb Shimon in both, alright. But it's two separate alokas. So when Rashi says here, when Rashi says as Mechimeid Reb Shimon b'midah lo'yich b'slei in Mishrame, because Rashi is not concerned now with the other shaila that is totally machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yude, which is a Shabbos dike machlekes, where the Melachos and Tzchil Gufa is chayv ispata. Who is concerned with that? Rashi is here concerned with the question of Dovash in Mishrame. So he says, in so far as Reb Shimon's din. Of Reb Shimon's din of Dovash in Mischavu is concerned, so Reb Shimon is made the tiv made in Mischavu if it's a psikreishah, so then he's chayev in kolaterikule including Shabbos, so memele, so in kolaterikule Reb Shimon is made by psikreishah that he's chayev bein michalei and bein loyich peslei, so he's chayev in kolaterikule insofar as the question of Dovash in Mischav is concerned. But then, by Shabbos itself, so if it's Lo'ir Peslei, so then there's another Shite of Reb Shimon, which has nothing to do with this Reb Shimon. It just happens that Reb Shimon says two Memres, but the fact that Reb Shimon says two Memres, it has no special significance. It could be considered as if the two members had been said by two different Tanoi. It happens that Reb Shimon holds Lohash and Tzchil Gufa is potter. So Einach Name, when Rashi says V'chim Eid Reb Shimon Mida Lohich Peslei I Mishram Mecham Lecham, so he's made that he's chayev. So Rashi means as far as Dovash and Mishraven is concerned, so he's chayev. So Memele in Kola Tere Kule, so even according to Reb Shimon he'll be chayev by Lich Beslei. But by Shabbos, Tikresh Lich Beslei, so for a different reason he'll be potter. Not because of Dovash and Mischav, because of Melochash and Tzchil Gufo. But if someone will pass like the Rambam, like Reb Shimon Melochash and Dovash and Mischav, and like Reb Yehuda Melochash and Tzchil Gufo, so then Rashi says that Reb Shimon will be chayev by Lich Beslei. And in Kolat Yerikule, so Reb Shimon himself will be mechayev. But Reb Shimon himself will not be mechayev by Shabbos Lich Peslei for a different reason. But this Rashi is not discussing that. So first of all, when Rashi says V'chi made Reb Shimon b'midah Lich Peslei, Rashi could have reference to Kol HaTere Kule, not to Shabbos, and then to Shabbos too, but not alibe the other shita of Reb Shimon, alibe this shita of Reb Shimon. That's another shita of Reb Shimon. I mean, that's a simple teretz. Now, then, on the contrary, there is a ktsas deichak in the Gemara according to Teisus Pshat. According to Rashi, there is no deichak whatsoever. But according to Teisus Pshat, there is a ktsas deichak. Because according to Teisus, so the reason as to why Hatzot Chalos and Vapeitze is not Chayev Mishu Nitlas Nishome is because it's Lochashim Tzichel Guf. So that means only according to Reb Shimon. He's not chayev mishum tilas nishamim. Vashekin, according to Rabbi Yudeh, who says melachos nitzchil gufei is chayev, so we'll be chayev. Rabbi Yudeh is mentioning this price. Rabbi Yudeh im chayev shtayim, tzod and dosh, but sholich. It should be a sholich. It should be sholich. So according to Teisves, we have to say, I think I mentioned it last time, according to Teisves, we have to say that when Rabbi Yudeh says, Chayiv Shtayim, so Rabbi Yudeh is, and Rishenim pointed out, Rabbi Yudeh is addressing himself to the Rabbonim. And he said, you Rabbonim, you say that Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo, you hold Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo, is poter, but some Mele is not Chayiv Sholish, according to this premise that Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo is poter. But Shtayim should be chayev. Even according to the premise that Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo is poter, Shtayim should be chayev. But Rabbi Yudeh himself, he holds that he's chayev sholish. Tzot, dosh, and the Tzilas Nishon. Tzilas Nishon. Alright. We take the Psev Rekamed Argige. So in other words, so we have to say that Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo is not based upon Leches Machsheves. Because if it had been based upon Leches Machsheves, so the same as Akosov that tells us that Mikalko Bechabo is Chayev, even though Mikalko is based upon Leches Machsheves, should also tell us that Lochin Tzachil Gupo is Chayev by Chabo, and by Tilsin Shom. So he says, Viteime Dipsef Perikame, Dipsef Perikame, Der Gige Mashma, Vihod Dipotar Apshimen, Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo, Haine Mishum Diboyim Melaches Machsheves. It's not so explicit in the Gemara in Argige. You can explain the Gemara that way, but it's not so explicit. Vim came Bechavure, the Liboyim Melaches Machsheves, the Chayiv Ba Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo. Chayiv Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo. Now, Rashi Shite, so according to Teisves, there is that Deichak in the Gemara that Rishenim point out. So the according to Teisves, that the reason as to why he's not chayv tilas nishom because Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo, so then Rabbi Yudeh, who is mechayv tilas nishom, should be mechayv sholish, and Rabbi Yudeh says chayv shtayim. So we have to say that's the Deichak, that Rabbi Yudeh is addressing himself to the Rabbanon, and he says alibi the Rabbi Shimon's din of Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo poter, he's chayv shtayim, but alibi the day, alibi nafshi, is chayv sholish. Mashenik according to Rashi. So the Gemara is not chizer from misasi, and even the maskona of the Gemara, so he's not chayv tilas nishom because it's inconsistent with Leches Machsheves. Why is it inconsistent with Leches Machsheves? According to Rashi, because it's kosher. So if he's indifferent, then it's not inconsistent. But if it's kosher, then it is inconsistent. So we said we saw the Gemara increases. That so we saw from the Gemara increases, we saw that misasik, there are two kinds of misasik in Shabbos. There is one kind of misasik in Shabbos where a person does the meloche unconsciously. In other words, he's not conscious of the fact that he does meloche. Let's say if somebody has a handkerchief in his pocket and he doesn't know he has a handkerchief, or he has money in his pocket, he doesn't know, he walks in the street and he carries it a whole day and not knowing that he had something in his pocket. So the mele, it's no misasik. So the mele, he's potter. So that means, as Reb Chaim calls it, shaloinases bi diose ubi machshav. But then there is another halacha of misasik, not that it's done unconsciously. In this case, it's certainly not done unconsciously, because when he squeezes out the blood from the chalozen, he is certainly conscious of the fact that he's deadening the chalozen. He knows that. He has no doubts. So Bishleimim, when one walks on glass on Shabbos, he doesn't know. He knows possibly he'll pluck out glass, but he doesn't know. He's not sure. So merely the element of Yedi is missing. But here, the element of Yedi is not lacking. He knows that the chalozen will be dead as a result of the squeezing out of the blood. So the element of Yedi is not lacking. But it's another kind of misasik. The element of rotzen is lacking. And that we saw, it's a Gemara Meforeshes. It's a Gemara Meforeshes. Gemara Meforeshes. That Shovdo Melakit Melibe. So from that Gemara we see that Melaches Machsheves implies a din of Yediyeh, and it implies a din of Rotzen. And the din of Rotzen is more than the din of Yediyeh, because as far as Rotzen is concerned, so not only do we require Rotzen in respect to that melochet, in other words, that if he doesn't have the Rotzen to do that melochet altogether, so then it's not a Ma'is Aveira. Even if he has the Rotzen to do that melochet, and even if he has the Rotzen to pluck out, let's say, a Teino, but his Rotzen is to pluck out this Teino, and instead he plucks out another Teino, it's the same mean and the same Eloche. So there is Rotzen for the same Eloche and for the same mean. So then it's inconsistent with Masheves. Mashein Kei, vis-a-vis the requirement of Yediyeh, so only when there is no Yediyeh that he's doing in Eloche. Mashein Kei, if there is Yediyeh that he's doing in Eloche, but there is no Yediyeh that he's plucking out this mean, and he thinks he's plucking out a Teino, and the truth is that he's plucking out a grape, so then there is a machlekes. So the element of Yediyeh is lacking in regard to the specific mean, not to in regard to the meloche, just in regard to the specific mean, then there is a machlekes between Rav Elazar and Rav Yishua. But if the element of Yediyeh is lacking in regard to the whole meloche, then everybody agrees that it's inconsistent with Masheves. Mashein Kei, v'nigei the element of Rotzen, so even if there is Rotzen in regard to the meloche, and not with Telish, and there is Rotzen in regard to the specific mean, but there is a question as to whether, but he wants his Rotzen is to pluck out this thing or this thing, and he blocks out another thing, the same mean. So it's still inconsistent with Allah and Hashemis. But we see from that Gemara of Ovat Melakim Milibay, Ovat Melakim Milibay, and the way the Rishonim correct, Bakoshosei Umachshavtei. So what is Bakoshosei? Bakoshosei means Rotzen. Machshavtei means Yediyeh. Means Yediyeh. So we see that there are two halachas of Misas. And both are implicit in the Xerzakos of Melachas Machsheves. One type of Misasik is when the Meloche is done not with Yosei. The other type of Misasik is when the Meloche is done Shaloi Batzein. When the Meloche is done Shaloi Batzein. Shaloi Batzein. All right, now in regard to the halacha of Misasik, now there is a tshuva, a very important tshuva in Tshuva Rabbi Kiveya. Rabbi Kveger is Mechadish, a very important Hisod. Now, the Gemara in Krises, and it's also in Shabbos, that's before, that's on Daf, that's Daf Ayin Beis, the Sugya Daf Ayin Beis. So, there is a din of Misasik in Shabbos, and there is a din of Misasik in Kol HaTikun. Asher Yechto Bo, Prat Lo Misasik. So, Misasik is Potter of a Korb, in Kol HaTikun. Except Chlovim Varayes, so Shmuel says, Amisasik, Chlovim Varayes, Chayev, Shechinen. So it's a special aloch by Chlom Varayis, but in Kol HaTerikule, even not Shabbos. So he's poter, Misasik is poter. For example, if somebody will be Misasik in Shechitas Kotchen Bechutz, now there is a korb, when one is Shechit Kotchen Bechutz, so then he's Chayev Echatos. So suppose he'll Shecht Kotchen Bechutz, Bishayik, and he'll be Misasik, so he's poter of Echatos. So Rav Kveger is Mechadesh Echidesh, that there is a fundamental distinction between the Ptur of Misasik Gabi Shabbos, which is implicit in the Gzeras HaKos of Melachas Machsheves, and the Ptur of Misasik in Kol HaTerikule, which is implicit in the Gzeras HaKos of Asher Yechto Bo Prat L'Misasik. Gabi Shabbos. So if someone is a misasik, who is ever nachas lebisyachiki, v'yikabov v'loishal, v'yikabov v'shochal v'yitzio. So it's not only his fatah v'kabim. If some, he's not. It's not no my saveira midrais. If somebody carries many things in his pockets and he doesn't know that he's carrying them, so it's no my saveira midrais. No my saveira. Mashein kin kolatere kule. Let's say in Shchut Echutz, if somebody is a misasik in shechting kochim bechutz, so it's a ptur of korb, but in Maisa Avera it is. And what is raya? What is raya? There is a tshuva in tshuva from here. His raya is from hamoitzik laim be big day, so peishton afilu bishuk. And the aloha is not only in his own baget. He has to take it off from somebody, from another Jew also, because of lafushim yisur. So the question is, Rabbi Kliger asks, if Reuven sees that Shimon is wearing klayim, why does he have to take off his jacket, the klayim? After all, he doesn't know. So he's misasik. And misasik is poter. The answer is, misasik is only a ptur of korb. But it's not afkol of maisavere, only gabi Shabbos. So in Echaname, if you see somebody is carrying in his pocket on Shabbos, and you know that somebody who is carrying in his pocket on Shabbos, he doesn't know that he is carrying his pocket on Shabbos. He doesn't know that he has his wallet in his back pocket. He's not unaware of it. So you don't have to tell him. There is no mitzvah for Fushim Yisur, because he has no avera. Mashein kei gabi klayim, if you see that someone wears a baggage shel klayim, you know it's klayim. So Yamechu, you have to take it off from him. You have to tell him, take it off. Because of Tichoche. But he's a Misasik. Misasik is no Afkoy of Maisavir in Kolatari Kule. Only Gavishans. Now, the Loshna Rambam, in Perikalef Milchas Yisure B.A., the Rambam says like this, HaMisasik Ba'arayes Chayev, Shecheinen, V'chein HaMisasik B'chayov Lav Mushnias. Omar Avrom, so the Rambam is Masik. Omar Avrom, Chayov Lav Mushnias Lo Yadait. So the case of Mishneh explains it. In other words, the Kedasoge of the Raibed is, what is Misasik? Every Misasik is a Shedik. Every Misasik. So Bishlei Meligabi Arayis, where Shedik is Chayov Ikhobm, and in Kolatere Kule Misasik is Potter of Ikhobm, but by Chlob Varayis there is a special Gersakosuk, that if Misasik is Chayov Ikhobm, so that's why the Rabbim has to tell us, HaMisasik Bechlob Varayis Chayov, HaMisasik Varayis Chayov, Shechinen, Mashayim Ki Chayov Lam, there is no Korbm Bishedik. So, b'chayiv lavim. So, b'meizi there is malchus. Meizi teidim asroya there is malchus. And shnias, so b'meizi there is makas mardus. But if he's a misasik, so he's a shegik anyway. So there is. So why does he mention that misasik is chay? That's the asogis haray. So the case of Mishnah says v'kavonis rabbeinu that when he says chayiv means chayiv l'shamayim. What does it mean chayiv l'shamayim? It means it's a ma'isavera. That's what Chayiv Lashemayim means. It's a ma'isavera. So it's explicitly mentioned in the Rambam that Hamisasik b'chayiv lav mushnias. So it's Chayiv Lashemayim. It's a ma'isavera. Why? Because shechinen. But in kol atere kule. So only here, because here it's nene. It's like a rayas, except that it's Chayiv lav mushnias. So shechinen. So there is no din of misasik. Mashein ke nikol atere kule, where is not nene, let's say in shchut echutz, so then he's not chayav l'shamayim. It's not a ma'isavir. So it's mentioned explicitly in the Rambam, the chesur b'ye, not like Rabbi Kveya. But Rabbi Kveya's raya appears to be a good raya. I mean from a meitzik laim, the big day, and the beget chavere. So we see that it is a ma'isavir. But Rabbi Kveya's raya is a good raya, I'll leave a taste for shite. But it's no raya, I'll leave the Rambam shite, and I'll leave a Rashi shite. Now they are in Gemara in Chrisis. In the Gemara in Chrisis daf Yutes, and the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos daf Ayin Beis, Omud Beis, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Now we have two misasiks. We have a misasik of Shabbos, which is implicit in the Gzal Sakosuk of Melechas Machsheves, and we have a misasik of of Klatei Pule, which is implicit in Exos HaKosov HaShiyach Tabo, Prat Le Misasik. So what does Misasik mean? So Rashi and the Rambam, they both say that the Misasik of Klatei Pule, now all the Shein Megli, that the Misasik of Shabbos is something other than the Misasik of Klatei Pule. So Rashi and the Rambam both say that the Misasik of Klatei Pule that we say HaShiyach Tabo Prat Le Misasik means nischavein leachel chilev zeh v'nish mito yodei v'yochlo chilev ach. So by chilev ischayev shechineni, but by something else he would be potter. Let's see bashkut echutz. So suppose there are two behemes. One beheme is a behemes kochit, and one beheme is a behemes chum, and he is mischavein to shecht the behemes chum nish mito yodei, because the two behemoths were close to one to another. So Nishmita Yodei, instead of shechting the behemoths chum that he intended to shecht, so Nishmita Yodei and he shecht the other behemoths kochim. That's misasik. So he's potter, we call. Masha'in came, if he was mischaving to that behemoth, but he was mistaken as to the identity of that behemoth. He thought that behemoth was chum, and then it turned out that that same behemoth was kochim. Then he's chay, we call. Then he is highly from. That's the pshat of Rashi in the Rambam in Ashiyach Tabo Prat Misasik in Misasik Vatirkul. Then, but Vileches Machsheves implies, according to Rashi and the Rambam, that even if it was mischaven to the same thing, but he was mistaken as to the identity of it, so he's still potter. It's still misasik because of his special chiddush in Shabbos. So by Shabbos, so let's say, suppose he was mischavein to be magbia, let's say, a certain vegetable was on the ground, and he thought that it was already plucked out from the ground. So he was mischavein to pick it up, and then it turned out that by picking it up, he plucked it out. So he was mischaving to the same thing that he plucked out, but he was just mistaken as to the identity of the thing. So he's also potter. In Kolatere Kulei would be chayim in such a case. That's the shita of Rashi in Krisis, Rashi in Shabbos, and the shita of Rambam also. Teisves says just the opposite, just the reverse. Teisves says that the Mashiach Tabo Prat Misasik of Kolatere Kule has reference to a case, let's say, Bashkut Echutz. So Misasik is potter. So let's say, if he had a behemoth before, and he was mistaken as to the identity of that behemoth, he thought that behemoth was a behemoth chum, and he was sheichet at Echutz. It turned out to be a behemoth kochim, so he's potter. But if he was mistaken as to the identity of the chaticha, he thought it was shumet, and it turned out to be chaylev, so it's chayev shechinen. So according to Tesis, misasik v'latere kule is reference to a case where he was mischaven to the same thing, but he was mistaken as to the identity, and the misasik of Shabbos has reference to a case of two separate objects, where he was mischaven to one thing and mishum to yodei, and he was stealing something else. So then you'll ask, you can ask, according to Tesis, that even in Kolatere Kule, so he is potter. Even in Kolatere Kule, he is potter. When he's mischaving to the same thing, but he was mistaken as to the identity of the thing. So lachaskama v'chamo, he should be potter, where he is mischaving to one thing, and nishmit to yodei, he did something else. That's more misasik. So why do we need this special Gzeras HaKosu Gabi Shabbos? So that's one of the kashes of Rabbi Gveiger, and Rabbi Gveiger gives the teretz, because in Kolatere Kule Einoch Haname, even if we didn't have exeras hakosuf of melachas machshavis. So according to Teisa Shite, the misasik of Pater Rekula Sheyachtem of Pater Misasik implies that if he thought it was a Beimas Chul and he was Sheyachtet and it turned out to be Beimas Kochin, so he's Pota, so Lachas Kamo Vechamo, that if he was Mishavim to one Behemoth that was Chul and then Nishmet Yodei and was Sheyachtet another Behemoth that was Kochin, so he's certainly Pota from the same as Akosuf. So Memela, we don't need Xeras Akosuf Gabi Shabbos, that he is Potter in case of Mishavin to one, and then he was tailored something else. But why do we need, especially Xeras Akosuf Gabi Shabbos, that there is no Maisavir altogether? Because if there hadn't been a special Xeras Akosuf, Gabi Shabbos, so then Shabbos would be like Kol HaTorah Kulei. But we don't have to resort to this teretz by Rav Gleiger, because there is a simpler teretz. The reason is why, in Chaname, according to Tesis, the misasik of Kol HaTorah Kulei means he was mischaven to the same object, but he was mistaken as to its identity. So if such a case is Potter and Kol HaTorah Kulei, so in Shabbos is also Potter. But Mimele, if he was mischaven to one thing, and he was mischave, and then he did another, he was stealing something else, so of course he would be potter. But if there hadn't been Xeras HaKosuf of Melachas Machshavos, and we only had the general Xeras HaKosuf HaShiyachta Bepat Misasik, so Misasik would only apply to a case where he was mischave leheter, not where he was mischave leisa. Masha'inkin Gabi Shabbos, there is a lot of Melachas Machshavos that if he was mischavin to this mechuber, and he was stealing another mechuber, he was mischavin liyiser. He was not even shady. He was mischavin liyiser. So he's also potter. That's why we need Xeras HaKosuf of Melachas Machshavos. But in Echname, in regard to the case where he's mischavim to one heter, and he did something else, and he plucked out another heter, and he plucked out another thing, so then, even without Xeras HaKosuf of Melachas Machshavos, he would be potter, because of Asher Yachtem Oprat Misasik, if he's potter in a case where he plucked out the same thing that he was mischaven to, but he was just mistaken as to its identity, Lachaskamo Vechamo, if he was mechaven lezeh, v'nishmet yodei, v'olcho lacheres. But we need Xeras HaKosuf of Melachas Machshavos, that even where it's mischaven lezeh, and Rashi says that in Krisis, that Melachas Machshavos implies even where it's nischavein liyisa. I mean, the Gemara says it. Rashi says it as pshat in the Gemara. So Rabbi Kveya's raya is from the Gemara of Hametzik Laim Bebili. But actually, this raya of Rabbi Kveya is a good raya according to Teis Veshite. The Teis Veshite is that Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kulei means nischavein liyisa chaticho. Kosovo shehu shumem v'nimtso shehu chaylev. So that's misasik, but by chilef is chayev. Why? Because shachinene. So mimele. But by shchut echutzi is poter if he was mischaven to that beime. But he is mistaken as to the identity of that beime. He thought it was a chul dike beime. Turned out to be kochim dike beime. So it's a good raye. So mimele amit zikayim bigdor big dechavere. So it's also he's mistaken. The person who wears the jacket of Klein is mistaken as to the identity of the baguette. Mimele it's misasik, and still there is a din of lafushim misure. So it's a good raya that hashiach de boprat misasik only implies a p'tur of korb, but not a koy of maisavire. Mashein kein according to the Rambam and Rashi, that hashiach de boprat misasik is reference to a case who is mischaving to one behemoth, which was a behemoth's chum, nish mit yodei v'holcho al behemoth acheres that is kotch. So that is misasik. Mashein kein, if he was mischavin to that same behemoth, but he was mistaken as to his identity, so according to the Rambam and according to Rashi, it's not misasik in Kol HaTorah Kulei, and he'll be chayv mikom by shchut echutz in such a case, if he just was mistaken as to the identity of that behemoth. So mimele hametzik lain bebeget chaveirei, so they are. He's only mistaken as to the identity of the beged. So it's not even misasik. That's why there is a chiyuv of lafrusha misure. Mashenkein, in the case where a person, let's say, will have kavone to put on one beged that is not klein, and then nishmita yodeyan will put on another beged that is klein, so if another person sees it, he's not mechuyev to tell it. Because then it's not a maizavele. So mele, there is no. So the, from the Rambam we have a raya. The Rambam says that the chaim chayov v'lahav mushnias. So misasik is chayev chayov l'shemayim is maizavele because shechinene. The implication being, let's say that kolatere kule, there is no maizavele. It's not chayev l'shemayim. So it's not like Rabbi Kveya. So but Rabbi Kveya's raya is a good raya according to Teitzves. That the misasik of kolatere kule has reference to a case where it was of mistaken identity, not where it's mischavent one thing and nishmet yodei v'olchol acheres. So Enochaname, according to Teisves, the p'tur of misasik is only a p'tur of korban, but according to Rashi and the Rambam, the p'tur of misasik is afkoye of the ma'isavim. Now, keichad leitzel tzivei, kosher levi, di mikol mokim alun kilas adam lechayiv nishim kilas nishon, v'nire כלושן אחר שפירש בקונטרס, בריש מן השרוצים. דחייבו בין חייב משום דהב וטוב לדשכת, וחייב משום תלס נשומת. ונטילס אדם, היינו תלס נשומת, כי דחסיב כאדם הוא הנפש. Why does Thesis elaborate on that? Because there is another sheet for the shading, that the reason as to why חייב אל יש חייב משום תלס נשומת, תלס נשומת, is because he is מחליש the organism. By making חבורה in the organism, so he's machlish the organism, so malikatle kule, malikatle palge. I mean, I'm using that expression. So mimele, it's a told of nitilas nishon. Told of nitilas nishon. If we say like that, then there is no kash. Because if chabur, it's as dav, is chayet, mishum nitilas nishon, on the basis of the fact that he's machlish the organism, so mimele, we could say, here, just as we say ligabe the nitlas nishome mamish, that it's koshale, but tvei nichale keicher litzel tzivei. So ligabe hachloshes a organism, hachloshes a goop, it's also keicher litzel tzivei. So it's koshale. But so Teisves proves that the reason is why chayvil is chayev, mishum nitlas nishome, is not because he is machlish the organism. If we said that it's because he's machlish the organism, then there wouldn't be any kash. So Teisves first proves no. The reason is why Chayil is Chayil is Nish Tov is Nishome because Adam hu al Nefesh. So the blood is the main principle of life, the main substance of life that makes an organism live. Without the blood, it couldn't live. So Mimele, so the taking out of the blood, that's the Nitzlas Nishome. And so you cannot say that he doesn't want to take out blood. I mean, that's his whole purpose. He needs the blood as a dying agent. So Teisa says, "V'nirek losh nachas shepirish v'kintches pirish minis shroti v'chayiv ben chayiv mishum da'avet ol d'shechet v'chayiv mishum nitilas nishome unitilas adam." Because Rashi has another loshin that chayiv is chayiv mishum tzeveya. So he says, like the loshin that is chayiv mishum told nitilas nishome. So why is it told nishome? Because נטילס אדם, היי נטילס נשומר, כי לחסיד אדם הוא הנפש. הוא כך חש עוצם שיש להם העיר, חייב בנצחר אדם. אך על פי שלא יוצא, תחיב משנצחר, סייפי לוציס, אלו שעתו העיר מעטווי, ושוש עוצם שאין להם העיר, אין חייב עד שיצא מאדם. אבל בנצחר אדם ולא יוצא, בי שוש עוצים לא יחייב. Because since they don't have an ear, and it's lo yotzo, so he say fil arzeir. Dimo yosef lo tzei, so yitzim yad, shino yom ha'akve. Anyway, so Teisves elaborated on that to point out that the chiyuv of nitilas nishome is based upon the fact that Adam hu ha'nefesh. So the mele, we cannot say in regard to the told of nitilas nishome, tvei nichle keich leitzel tzivei. Because that's his interest, that's his concern, to get a blood, to be used as a dying agent. So the question is, so may let him be chayev on the toll of the score of the toll of the Mitzvah. The Heishiv Ramatah, the Dam Chalozim Arol Itzvi and Mifket Prokit, will mechayev al Eisa Adam Mishin Tulas Nishomet, while Dam Acher Ayetzi Imi Namo will mechayev, do we nichalei, keichad leitzel tzivei, avolein liforish the Tulas Nishomet, hain ishe machlish isi dobo shechayu bei, the Gabi Dam Psulim, so Ramatah's teretz was that There are two dams in the halosim. One dam that is adapted as a dyeing agent, but that dam is mikteh pocket, so there is no hapoe. It's just contained in the halosim, so you don't have to resort to any injury in order to obtain the dam. That you can squeeze out the way one squeezes out milk from the udder of the behemoth. And then there is another dam that is chabura merba. But that dam that is chabura merba, so that is not even adapted for as a dyeing agent. So mimele, and for the dam that is roli tzviye and that he really wants, so that is not told of the shomer, because that's mifket pocket. The other dam, so he's not mechuyev because he doesn't want it. On the contrary, he's unhappy about the fact that he's made the other dam too, because that diminishes, that reduces the brightness of the color to a minimum. Avlei liforish. So why do you say Avlei liforish? Because if we are going to assume like that, then we can give a simple teretz under his kash. But he says no. Avlei liforish because nishomei shemachlish is the dorash achilu bein. The Gabit Damsun, the Gemara in Ksuvah says, that Gavidam Psulim, if it's Chabura Merber, so Bilas Mitzvah is Oser. So Bilas Mitzvah is Oser. Matzorach Lechlisa Seilcho. Gavid Mila Matzorach Lechlisa Satineit. Elo, in Tilas Adam, call it Tilas Neshome, Kidiperash. I have to make it plain to New York. I'm sorry, that was just a short shiur. Now, Thursday there will be a shiur, and we'll finish after the Mishneh, and the Pchine will be given on Friday. And it will not be postponed any longer. And it will cover an old Gemara and the Shurim from Ovis Meloches Aboim Chosrachas and also on the Shulchan Aruch, Lichas Rosh Hashanah and Lichas Yom Kippurim. I mean that we cover in the morning, that will cover, I mean, next morning, I mean, and Thursday morning.
12th Shir in Shabbos Vav Tishrei Heitov Shalom in Zion, September 30th, 1976, on Thursday.
The sugi of Sikreishe. So there is a Gemara in Krisis. I forgot to tell you last time to go over the Gemara in Krisis. Daf Chof, Omud Aleph, and Omud Beis. Tonu Rabbonon, the Reb Chaim is based upon that Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Achite Gecholim B'Shabbos, Chayev Chatos, Tafchof HaMedal. So that what Chayev means, if he stirs the Gecholim, he turns over the Gecholim. So when one stirs the Gecholim, so the heretofore upper Gecholim become lowered, and the heretofore lower Gecholim are raised. So if you stir the Gecholim, so the Gecholim that heretofore were at the bottom, so now they are raised. So as a result of being raised, you are mavir them. And the Gecholim that heretofore were on top, now they are lowered. So you are mechaber them. Either you are mechaber them completely, or you lower the fire. But there is a havore and the heretofore lower Gecholim, and the kibu and the heretofore upper Gecholim. So achit the Gecholim b'Shabbes chayev chatos. One chatos. Reb Shimon Elozar Eimei, Mishum Reb Lezer, Reb Tzodek, Chayev Shtayim. Mipnei Shum Mechabes Elyeneis, Umavir Es Atachteis. So that means, according to the Kami, is only Chayev One. Chayev One on the score of the Kibu Ho Elyeneis. But he's not Chayev, according to the Kami, another chatos on the score of the Avore of the Tachteis. Whereas, according to Reb Shimon Elozar, Mishum Reb Lezer, Reb Tzodek is Chayev Shtayim. One Chatos for being Mechabed El Yeneis, and then another Chatos for being Mavad El Tachteis. So, the Gemara is the Kashid, my Eskinon. Iliko Mechavim Lich Beis Ule Havir. If his Kavone was to do two things, to be Mavir the Tachteis, and to be Mavir the Tachteis, and to be Mechabed El Yeneis. So you should be mechuyev. So why does the Tanakhama say he's only chayev on the score of kibu? Elo de loiko mechavi lahavia. My time demand the mechayev tal. So the Gemara says that on the base. So the Gemara says Ravashi omar kigin she nischavin lirbis. The machleket between Tanakhama and Reb Lezer Reb Tzodek has reference to the case, so his kavone was to be mechabe the liens. That was his kavone. He didn't want that the apet acholim should be burning with such a big fire, with such a big flame. But his kavone was not to be mavia the tachtim. That wasn't his intention. But it happened by itself. Is vitanekame sovalo kerab shimon deovadovashin mischavim pota. And in view of the fact that he was mischavim only to be mechabed elyeneis, he wasn't mischavim to be mavia the tachtenes. So Mele Reb Lezer Reb Tzodik says, so Mele the Reb Shimon says that he is chayiv only for kibbutz. And Reb Lezer Reb Tzodik here agrees with Reb Yudeh that even though Hashem is mischave in his osim. So Teisves has the kasha. Because Teisves in Shabbos Perikiro, in Krises, in Yume, in many places, Teisves and many other Rishenim. So they say that even Reb Yudeh, who says Dovoshin mischavim is osa and kolateri kule. So there is a distinction between kolateri kule isurim and Shabbos isurim. Because in kolateri kule, according to Rabbi Yude, Dovoshin mischavim is osa midraise and is chayim malkes. And if it is the kind of an avera for which there is mise, there should be mise. But it's osa midraise. Mashein kein, by Shabbos Dovoshin mischavim. So Rabbi Yude says that it's osa, so it's only osa mid rabbonon, but mid raiz it's muta. Why? Because by Shabbos there is a special aloche of meleches machsheves. If it's in a mischave, so memele it's not in meleches machsheves. So that means, according to Teisves in Shabbos, Perikiro, in Krises, and many other Rishim, in many other Rishim, and according to one girse of Rishim, it's a gemore mefureshes in Yume. According to the other Gersay, so it's not Mifuresh in Yumi. But according to one Gersay, it's a Gemara Mifuresh in Yumi. So, Rabbi Yude is made the Dovashin Mischav by Shabbos is Muta Midrais. Why? Because it's not Melechas Machsheves. So, but, by Shori Surim, so there is no Gzeras HaKosuf of Melechas Machsheves. But according to Rabbi Shimon, so there is a general principle of Dovashin Mischav is Muta Midrais Kuleh. But Mashein Kein, according to Rabbi Yudeh, there is no such general principle. So he's also Natera and he's Chayev. For example, let's say according to Rabbi Shimon, one is not allowed, a Nozir is not allowed to comb his hair. Why isn't he allowed to comb his hair? Because when you comb the hair, so it's a psikration. But to straighten out his hair with his hand, a Nozir is allowed according to Rabbi Shimon. Because it's not a psikreishe. Sometimes when you straighten out your hair with your hand, so you do tear out hair, sometimes you don't. So memele, it's muta lechatchile, according to Reb Shimon, for a nozir, to be chayfe from fast pace, is sar. You know, according to Reb Yude, it's awesome, not all. And suppose he does straighten out his hair with his hand, and he tears out hair, so then he's chayev, if there will be asroye, so it will be chayev malkes. It's also not all. So Dovashin Mischav, according to Rabbi Yudeh, is also midrais. Mashein kein, by Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's muta to walk on grass. Yeah, and even if you do pluck out grass, but you're not mischaving, so it's muta lechatchila. And if you pluck out, you pluck out. There's nothing wrong with that. It's Dovashin Mischav, and psikreish it isn't. According to Rabbi Yudeh, even though it's not a psikreish, you're not allowed to walk on grass, lest you will pluck out grass. But midrash it's not osir. Why? Because it's not in leches machsheves. It's not in leches. So Meile Teisa says the kashe. How can Ravashi apply the machlekes between Tanekame, Hachite Yecholi? So Tanekame says he's only chayv one chatus on the score of kibbutz because he was mechabe the liens, but he's not chayv mavir on the score of the avore of the tachtenes. Pinchin is chavim lirbiz vuvu malay and tanekam is sova krepshin dova dova shim is chavim potea v'rab lezeb rab tzolik sova lo krepshin dova shim is chavim chayev. But here Rab Yehuda is made by Shabbos that he's potea. How can he be chayev achatus? So Teisves gives a teretz. No, the reason as to why The Gemara says, "Rabbeinu Rabbi Tzadik Savol of Rabbi Yude, Dovah Dovah Shem Mischav L'Chayev," is because two Rabbi Yude is made by Shabbos, Dovah Shem Mischav L'Spotah. It's not Melachas Machsheves, but that's only in the case where there is no psikresha, like walking on grass on Shabbos. There is no psikresha. Sometimes you walk and you don't look out west. Sometimes you do. So even if you did, so it's muta midaraisa according to Rabbi Yude, even according to Rabbi Yude. Because it's not in Melachas Machsheves. Masheinkin here, it's a psikreche. When you stir the Geholim, so you necessarily have to be Mavir the Tachtenis. So even though he's not mischaving, so really is Chayev. So the question then arises, so why does Nanakame say he's not Chayev on the score of Mavir? But Abaye v'Roved Amret Avaye made the Rabshim a psikreche v'Liyomus. So Teisve says that in Achaname, as far as Dovashim mischaving is concerned, So here it is considered mischavim while with Rav Shimon because it's psikreishe. But when the Gemara says with anekame sovelot Rav Shimon, domar dovashin mischavim poter, it doesn't mean dovashin mischavim. It means melocha shenitzricha legufa poter, because Rav Shimon says two halachas. One halacha that Rav Shimon says is the dovashin mischavim is mutan kolater kulei, and then Rav Shimon says another halacha, Shabbos dik halacha, that melocha shenitzricha legufa is poter is mutan midraisi. So when the Gemara says Rav Ashi Omar Kish Mischavim Liyo Beis Vuhubur Malayen with an Ekame Sobol Rav Shimon Dovah Shem Mischavim Poter, Dovah Shem Mischavim doesn't mean Dovah Shem Mischavim, it means Melocha Shem Mitzrich Al Guf. Rav Lezer Batzolik Sobol Rav Yudeh Dovah Dovah Shem Mischavim Melocha Shem Mitzrich Al Guf for Yischayim. This is how Tesis explains. Now the Ram, some Meile, if we pass the question of Melocha Shenitzrich L'Guf is Chayev, so the Rambam should be expected to pasken like Reb Lezer v'Reb Tzodek, if the Rambam had agreed with Tesis Pshat. But the Rambam was not pasken like Reb Lezer v'Reb Tzodek. Perek Zayin Melchesh Gog Yis Halochi Yudveis. לא מסתלוח עם פרק זין או פשקוריס דרמה החייטי יכולים בשבס שהוא מחבס על יניס ומדלק סחטיניס אם נסחב ליר בייסור להעביר חייב שתיים בוטיף נסחבי ג'וס ליר בייס ויהוא בורמה ליהם ונחייב לחץ so the kasha is raised by Nisi Kalim, by all the Nisi Kalim. So that's contrary. So the question is, so the, obviously the Rambam did not explain like Tesvez the Gemara, and the Rambam explained the Gemara Kipshute, that when the Gemara says Kishin is Chavim Liyor Beis Vubur Malayen Vitane Kamis Ovelot Reb Shimon Dova Dova Shem is Chavim is Potter. Since the Rambam explained it kipshute, that it means Dovashim Ischav Mamesh, and since the Rambam passes like Rabshim Dovashim Ischav is poter, is muter, so Mimele he passes that it's poter. But then the question of Teishles is against the Rambam. So even Rabbi Yehuda should agree that it's poter, because by Shabbos Dovashim Mischav is not in Lachetz Machsheves, not in Lachetz Machsheves. So what does Teishles say? Here we deal with the case of secretion. So then even Rabbi Shimon should be made. So Teishles says, Einochaname, as far as Dovashim Mischav is concerned, Rabbi Shimon would agree that he is poter, but he should be chayev. But Rabbi Shimon says poter for a different reason, because of Lachetz Machsheves Gufo. But the Rambam passes Lachetz Machsheves Gufo is chayev. So why does he pass Limloy Mischav Lahavir? That is what. So Reb Chaim said as follows, a very simple tariff. He says, true, it's a psikreishe, but the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Orma, that psikreishe de lo yich peslei is muta. And we don't have, Reb Chaim says, that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Orma, but we don't have to go so far as to say that the Rambam agrees with the whole Shita of the Orma, because we see Teisves in Suves Davov agrees with the Orma Shita in regard to the Derais. But he's only chilek in Suves Davov in regard to the Rabbon. Teisves in our Dafayin Hei, Teisves in Shabbos Dav Gimel is chilek and the Oruch even in regard to the Reise. But Teisves in Suves Davov is made to the Oruch. That Pesach Luich Peslei is muta mid Reise. But mid Rabbon it's also the Oruch holds it's muta lechatchil even mid Rabbon. So we don't have to go so far as to say that the Rambam agrees with the whole Shita of the Orma. All that is necessary is that the Rambam, lichol apoches, in regard to the Raise, the Rambam agrees with the Orma. The psikreishe de lo yich peslei is mutam nato. Whether the Rabbanon is also mutam is another question. It's not important for the Rambam. So mimele, here in this case, where he is mechabe to be mechabe the aliens, and he is not mechabe to be mavir the tachtenis, but it happens by itself. So he is indifferent to it. He doesn't benefit from the fact that the tachtenis were moving. So it's a psikreshel yich peslei. Psikreshel yich peslei midarai says considered a lashim mechabe. But Rabbi Yehuda holds dovashim mechabe. So Teisves Kasha was, but Rabbi Yehuda is made a Shabbos at its poter. So Rabbi Chaim says one thing, and this is mentioned by the Miri. I mentioned already that the Miri says the same thing in a few words. So Rabbi Chaim says that there is a fundamental distinction between the concept of Melachas Machsheves as Chotoro and the concept of Dovashim Mischav, which is a din in Kol HaTerekule. The Aloche of Dovashim Mischav Muter in Kol HaTerekule by Shabbos, by Nozir, by every Iser. By the Iser of Sirus, by the Iser of Klein, of wearing Klein. So this is a concept of Kavone, of intention. So Mimele, a Nozir is allowed to straighten out his hair with his hand. Why? Because even if he tears out hair, he's not Mischav. But if there is a Psikreshe, then he's considered Mischav, even though Bimtzias, he did not intend to do the Maise Iser. But Al Pedin it's considered Mischave. So the Orch Shite is, and the Rambam Shite is, when do we say that Psikreishe is considered Mischave, even though Bipeyal he was not Mischave, if he's Nene from the Psikreishe? Let's say if I pour water over my hands and my own garden and my own grass. So I'm, and that promotes the growth of the grass. So mimele, I'm nene. So even though I didn't intend bishas maise to promote the growth of the grass, I just intended to wash my hands because I wanted to eat. But I'm, it's a psychration, I'm nene from it. So it's considered alpedim that I was mischaving to promote the growth of the grass. One second, please let me finish. If it's a psikreisha doloich peslei, if it is a psikreisha doloich peslei, so then, if it's a psikreisha doloich peslei, so then it's not considered mischave. It's not considered mischave. But so, this, the aloche of psikreisha doloich peslei that is mentioned by the Oruch, has relevance to the concept of Doboshin Mishavini Kolatere Kule, which is a concept of kavone, of intention. So intention means intention. But there is aloche, psikreshe is considered constructively, legally. It's considered as if he had kavone, even though bimtzias he did not intend. So when do we say that legally alpidim, it's considered that he had kavone, even bimtzias he did not intend, if he's nene from it. But if he's not nene, it's not considered mishav. That's the Mashayim came ligabi da aloche of Meleches Machsheves. So there it's not a concept of kavone, it's a requirement of yidin. Hoyso eve munachas lebisecheike, velo yikya bevishocho, is lishabes poter. In other words, if I have many things in my pockets, and I forget that I have many things in my pocket, and I walk outside and I carry it the whole day, so it's no maisavere, because the meloche was not done consciously. Bidios. So it's an inyan, it's an element of yediye, not of kavone, of intention, but of yediye. It has to be a conscious act. Then it's a meloche asur b'shabes. If it's not a conscious act, so it's not a meloche asur. So not only when he had no idea that he does a meloche. Let's say if he walks outside on Shabbos and he has his wallet in his pocket, he doesn't know, he's not aware of the fact that he has his wallet in his pocket. So then Yediyah is lacking altogether. But even if I walk on grass on Shabbos, so I know that there is a possibility that I will pluck out grass, but I'm not sure, so it's not considered a real Yediyah. So Memele, the element of Yediyah is lacking. So when is the element of Yediyah lacking? If there is no psikreshah, when I walk on grass. But when I stir the gecholim, and I am mechaveh to be mechaveh the elyeim, but mimele the tachteinim become over. So the element of yediyah is there. I know that they become over. But according to Reb Shimon, that there is a din of kavone. So, but psikreisha is considered mischaveh. Only psikreisha the nichale is considered mischaveh. Psikreisha d'loich peslei is not considered mishavi. Mashein kein, according to Rabbi Yude, that there is no din of kavone in kolatere kule. So by Shabbos there is no din of kavone either. Shabbos is not different than kolatere kule, but there is a din of melaches machshemes by Shabbos. That's not a din of kavone. That's a din of yidiyah, that he has to be conscious. He has to be sure that he is doing the meloche. So if there is no psikreisha, he's not sure. So he's not conscious of the act of meloche. Then he finds out that he did pluck out grass. But at the time when he walked, he wasn't sure. Mashein came by chidik acholim. He is sure that he's mavia. That he is mavia the tachtein is. So the element of yediyah is there. And this is mentioned by the Miri in a few words. So memele, the Rambam explains the Gemara kipshut. The Rambam explains the Gemara kipshut. Kigei v'tanikamis otim zishavim liyor beiz v'uvurum aleyeh. Tanikamis ova lo kirepshim dova dovashim zishavim pota. So the Gemara, according to the Rambam, it means the dovashim zishavim, the kolatir ikum, the kalochet of dovashim zishavim. That it's muta. So, and here it's a psikreishi, as Stasis says. But it's a psikreishi liyor pesley. So according to Rav Shimon, it's not considered zishavim. But Rav Tzadik, so true, Rabbi Yehuda is made by Dovashim Mishav where there is no psikreshe. Because over there, there is no psikreshe when one walks on grass. So the element of Yediyah is lacking. But here there is a psikreshe, so the element of Yediyah is not lacking. So it's a conscious act. So it is the Melachas Machsheves. So is Chaya. Now you look up the Mir in Pirka Beine, so you'll see that the Miri accepts the Shita of the Oruch in regard to the Raise. So he says, if someone is not mischavim, got its psikreishin, and is not nene from the psikreishin, so midraise it is muta, but midrabonon it is also like teisves in suvet avo. And then he says, according to Rav Shimon, so midraise it is muta, midrabonon it is osa, according to Rav Shimon, but according to Rav Yude. So if there is no psikreishin altogether, then it's not osa midraise, because it's not Melachas Machsheves. But if there is a psikreishe, even though it's not nene from the psikreishe, so then it's chayev, according to Rav Yehuda. So mainly, this is how the Rambam explains it. Now, Teisves, in Ksuves Davo, also accepts the shite of the Oruch, in regard to the Raisi. The special yichpesle with the raise it's considered in mischab, but with rabbonon it's considered mischab. Now what is so? The Oruch mentions many rayes. So many rayes are rayes that in Shabbos, but there are a few rayes that the Oruch mentions that are not Shabbos the rayes that pertain to kol atir kol yisur. For example, Meichik Sus Meichom Kedarkom, we discussed that in Yevomes. Uvuvachel Yischavin, Bechamo Pnei Hamo, Bleakshomen Pnei Akshomen. So the question is, so all the Rishonim is the Kasha, but it's Psikhaishe. So the Gemara in Yevomes says, it's in accordance with Rav Shimon, who says, Dovash Mischavin, but it's Psikhaishe. So Teisves gives the Teretz and Volotame that we are dealing with the case where it's not a Psikhaishe. It's not a psikreishe. In other words, let's say it's not cold, and he's wearing and it's not sure that he'll be nene from the extra jacket of lion that he puts on to be mavrich hasameches. So maybe it's not a psikreishe, but where it is a psikreishe, so then einochaname, so it'll be awesome. But that's one of the rayas of the Oruch that psikreishe lo yichpeslei is muta. Then another ayah that does not pertain to Shabbos, but to Kolat Yerikule, is the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Aleph. Gemara in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Aleph, that's the basic Gemara in Psikrei Shelo Yichpes. So the Gemara says, Oma Shmuel, Hamisnadei, Daf Tzadik Aleph, Oma Beis, Oma Shmuel, Hamismadif Yain maybe Zalfi al Gabaish. So if somebody is Misnadif Yain, so he has to pour it al Gabaishim on the fire of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, how can he pour it on the, how can Shmuel say that you pour it? The Nisuch Hayayin, you can pour it on the holim of the Mizbeach, but there is a law in the Torah. Eish Tomi took it on Mizbeach, Loi Sirbe. So it's allowed, you're not allowed to extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says that Shmuel Kirab Shimon Svirale. The Omar Shmuel that Kirab Shimon Svirale, that Domashin Mischavein is Mut. So again, all the Rishonim has the Kashe, but it's made Rab Shimon Psikheshel Yomus. And when you pour wine on the Mizbeach, so you must necessarily extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So some Rishonim give the Teretz, he has to pour it in such a way that it will not involve a psikreishe. Let's say on the sides, not directly on the Gecholet, on the sides of the Mizbeach. So, but the Oruch deduces from this Gemore that psikreishe de lo yichpesle is mutan kol atereko. Well, right here it's not only Shabbos, so that's also one of the rayas of the Oruch. Now, let's see. So that's one of the rayas of the Oruch. Now, Teisves, the Gemara in Shabbos, mm-hmm. The Mishnah says in Shminas Chotzim, Tavkub Zayin Omid Aleph, Shminas Chotzim Amurim B'Teir HaTzodon V'Achiru Ben Chayev, Shosh Chotzim Umos M'Achiru Ben Potah, HaTzodon L'Teir Chayev, Shalui L'Teir Potah. Now, then, the Gemara says, Tavkub Zayin Omid Beit, in regard to that Gemara, HaTzodon L'Teir Chayev, Man Tane, after the two dots, after the third two dots. So man tane omar adaf kub zayin on beis, man tane omar av yudom arav, rep shimini, dom om lochus en tzchirul gupo potala. Ike de masne lo aho, hamaf is mose bi shabes, im las is lo pech haye, im lehitzim en ulei chopota. Man tane omar av yudom arav, rep shimini, dom om lochus en tzchirul gupo potala. Vi ike de masne lo aho, hatzot nochus bi shabes, im isasik bishul ishchenu pota, im lepu el haye. Man tane omar av yudom arav, rep shimini, dom om lochus en tzchirul gupo potala. So the Gemara says now here. So it is mentioned that a map is Mose. In other words, if someone has an abscess in his roof, and then he squeezes out the pus. So if the purpose is to make an opening, so then it's chayev chayev, mishum beine chayev, mishum makim patish, whatever it is. But if the purpose, his intention is just to draw out the pus, so then he's potter. So why is he potter? So the Gemara says, so Rav says that this braise accords with Rav Shimon. The says, Meloch Hashem Tzrich L'Gufo Potter. The implication being that if we pass like Rav Yudin, that Meloch Hashem Tzrich L'Gufo is chayev, so Hamap is Mosa B'Shabes, even if the Kavone is Lehitzim Imenu, Leicho is also chayev, because the Gemara Rav says that the only reason as to why the price says Amap is Musa b'Shabes Leitzim and Leicho is Poter is because Rav Shimon Yidom Amlochosh and Tzichil Gufa Poter Aleo. But the Rambam Paskin is like Rav Yudim Loch and Tzichil Gufa is chayev, so the Rambam should Paskin that even Leitzim and Leicho, so is chayev. The Rambam Paskin this price that Amap is Musa b'Shabes, if someone squeezes out the pus from a makom, and so if it is lasis lape, so then it's chayef, and if it's melecho, so it's poter and it's even muter, because as far as it's even muter, he says it's even muter. So then the Gemara also says hatzot noches b'shabes im isasik b'shul yishchenu poter. So the Gemara says that if, let's say, somebody will tie a noches, and the kavoni is not to capture the noches, the kavoni is to prevent the nochosh from biting people, so then he's potter. We're not talking now about pikach nefesh. If it's pikach nefesh, so then it's muter. I mean, no matter what. But there are nechoshim that are not sakonis nefoshes. So if he does it in order to prevent the nochosh from biting anybody, so then it is potter. Why? So the Gemara says, it accords with Rav Shimon, who says Melochosh in Tzrich L'Gufo is Potter. So the implication being that if we pass like Rav Yehuda, Melochosh in Tzrich L'Gufo is Chayev. So even if he ties a Nochosh or any Chayo, a Mazekes, for the purpose of preventing the Chayo from being Mazik people, should also be Chayev. The Rambam passes Melochosh in Tzrich L'Gufo is Chayev. So Mimele, he should pass that he's Chayev, even if he does it to prevent Hezek. Not only if he does it for the purpose of capturing the chayon, but the Rambam paskins these rices. Perikud aloche zayin. Perikud mechashavus aloche zayin. Yud zayin. Hamafis shchim b'shabes. Kid laharchit pi amakom.
כדרך שהורי כנסי שהם מסחבנים ברפואו להרחיב פי המקו, הרי זה חייב משומחי בפטיש שזו היא מלאכס הורי והיא מפיסו if he squeezed out להיצי ממנו הלך או שבו not to make an opening, הרי זה מותר. הרי זה מותר. So the kashi is that the vayis tagen rambam the gemara dafku zayin says that this vayis that says amafis mose b'shabes leitz melech poter and kol tzmid rav shimon who says no chashim tzachol gufo ispota kol gufo ispota. So but the rambam paskens no chashim tzachol gufo ischayev, so we should say chayev even leheitzi mimen alech even men alemeitz mal alech. Now, then, in perikyud halocha chofei, the other thing, remosim amazikim kenechoshim v'akrovim v'chayitz ben, afal pi sheinu memisim, so there is no sakonas nefoshes, it's not a poisonous snake, hoil v'nei shchoin, muta lotzi doisom v'shabes, v'hu she yischav l'inosom v'chosom, v'chosom, keitzat v'eise, keife kli aleinu, makif aleinu, keishok v'chazikum. So to take a nochosh and tie it with the kavone of preventing is biting people, there is no sakonas nefoshes, is muta. But the Gemara says that it's muta, is poter and muta, because it accords with Rav Shimon, who says melocha shein tzricha legufo is poter, but the Rambam paskens melocha shein tzricha legufo is chayim. So they all ask that question. So Rav Chaim says, now, again, because the Rambam agrees with the shita of the Or, as far as the rice is concerned. So that means that psikreshel yichpesle is considered in a mischave. So mimele, if psikreshel yichpesle is considered in a mischave, here's a psikreshel yichpesle. He's considered mischave. See, map is more so. Or let's say, when he ties it, he puts a keila on it. He's not interested in capturing them. The only thing that he's interested in at this moment is he shouldn't bite it. He's not interested in capturing it. So memele it's a psikreshet lo yich peslei. Lo yich peslei. So memele it's in a mischavein. So that's why it's muta. But the tell the question of why is this? So the Gemara, why does the Gemara say, man tane repshi, omar av, yude, omar av, repshimen hi, doma melocha shen tzrich lo gufa poter aleo. Why does the Gemara have to say, melocha shen tzrich lo gufa poter aleo? Let him say, man tane rep yude hi, doma doma shen mischavein muta. So Rav Chaim says, because the Gemara here daf kuvov, the Gemara says that Rav paskens like Rav Shimon in melocha shenitzricha legufo, that it's potter. But the Gemara in Kiro says in the sugi of Avamechom Shepinou that Rav paskens like Rav Yehuda in the shayle of Dovah shen Mischav. So Rav paskens. Now there are two separate machlekes. There is one machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, the Dovah shen Mischav is muta on kolaterikule, or it's also on kolaterikule. Rav Shimon says it's muta kolaterikule. Rabbi Yehuda says it's also on kolaterikule. So Rav paskens like Rabbi Yehuda in the general machlekes of Dovah shen Mischav. The Dovah shen Mischav is also on kolaterikule. But Rav paskens like Rav Shimon in the specific machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon as to whether melocha shen tzrichah legufo is poter or chayav. So he paskens like Rav Shimon. Shmuel, just the reverse. Shmuel, he paskens like Rav Shimon in the general machlekes. The Dovah shen Mischav is muta, the Gemara says in Perek Yiro. But in regard to the specific machlekes, melocha shen tzrichah legufo, whether it's chayav or poter. So he paskens like Rav Yehuda. So most Rishonim, they pasken like Rav Shimon that melocha shen tzricha legufo is poter. Why do they pasken? Why do most Rishonim pasken like Rav Shimon? Because of these Gemaras. Because here the Gemara says man tanu omar Rav Yehuda rav omar rav Rav Shimoni the melocha shen tzricha legufo poter. Ikin masla ha mafis mose b'shabes im leitzman olicha poter man tanu Rav Shimoni. Vikil Maslaho, again, Reb Shimoni, the Moloch Shem Tzchilu Gufo is Potter. So many prices accord with the view of Reb Shimon, Moloch Shem Tzchilu Gufo is Potter, and do not accord with the view of Reb Yehuda, Moloch Shem Tzchilu Gufo is Chayev. So memele, most Rishen deduce from all these Gemores that the Aloch is like Reb Shimon. But the Rambam and the Oruch, they say that the reason as to why the Gemara says Man Tana Omer Rav Yudah Marav Rav Shimon Gam Loach Shetzchil Gufa Poter Leo, because Rav is the one who says it, and Rav paskins like Rav Yudah in the general machlekes. The Domashin Mischavein is Chayim Katekula. True, by Shabbos Rav is made it. That Domashin Mischavein, where there is no psikreishe, that it's Poter. Because it's not in Lachas Machsheves. But in a case where there is a Psikreishe, so the element of Yediyah is not lacking, then according to Rabbi Yudah, it would be Chayev by Shabbos too. So Mimele, Rav cannot explain the Braise of Mapis Murse in Lehitzman Lecha Poter on the grounds of Dovashin Mischavein. Because there it's a Psikreishe no Yichbeslei. And Psikreishe no Yichbeslei only according to Rabbi Shimon is Muter. Masheinkin according to Rabbi Yudah, that Mkola Terekule even without the Psikreishe is Chayev. But by Shabbos he is Poter without the Psikreishe because the element of Yediyah is lacking. But where there is a Psikreishe, even though the Psikreishe is a Psikreishe no Yichbeslei, then the element of Yediyah is not lacking. So Mimele, he should be chayev even by Shabbos. So how can the Braise say, according to Rav, in Lehitzin Menolecha Poter, so he has must explain it on the basis of the other din of Rav Shimon. The other din of Rav Shimon, that Melochashin Tzichel Gufo is Poter. Masha'in came the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that like Rabbi Yudah Melochashin Tzichel Gufo is Chayev, but on the other hand, the paskins like Rabbi Shimon the general machlekes Domashin Mischavein is Muter. So Mimele it can be explained on the basis of Domashin Mischavein, and with that, so we can answer Tesis Kasher. Rabbi Chaim says here the Gemara Dav Gimel Amud Aleph says Ve'omar Shmuel Kol Ptura De Shabbos Poter Avoloser Bar Mahanet Lat Di Poter Umuter Tzidas Svi V'Tzidas Nochosh. So where it says Mafis Murse Lehitzi Leicho, so it's Potea or Tidas Nochosh Lehatzil Mishechose. So it's Potea, even though there is no Sakonis Nefoshe. So here Potea means Potea Umuta. Potea Umuta. So Shmuel says that. So Tesis says the Kashe. Tesis says the Kashe. Hiksho Baaloch Zeyes. Di Shmuel Adi Shmuel. The oches of Shmuel Melocha shenitzrich leguf for poter kerep Shimon, umishum tzara di gufe shore. So here he says Mapis Murse leitzmen leicho is poter. Why is poter? So Rav says Davkuk Zayin, because it accords with Rav Shimon Melocha shenitzrich leguf for poter. So that means that since Shmuel says that poter means poter umuter, so that Shmuel also passes like Rav Shimon Melocha shenitzrich leguf for poter. ובפרקירו אמרים לו בדובר של משחב מסובו לו כרב שימן במלוכה של נצחיל לגוף מסובו לו כרב יהודה. So he says תראה ותראה את רב נטעם ושמואל קומה ושמואל קומה תראה שימן דיום המלוכה של נצחיל לגוף פותר ואן נטלת פותר ומותר. But I live the day who paskins. So he says, the Rav Shimon Domer Loch Shem Tzichil Gufo is Poter, but I live the day you pass us like Rav Yudah, that Loch Shem Tzichil Gufo is Chayev, so Mapis Musa Leitzileicho is Chayev. But the Rambam explained it Kepshute, that Shmuel didn't say it, I live the Rav Shimon who says Loch Shem Tzichil Gufo is Poter, but I live the Emes, I live the Nafshe. Why? Because this din of Mapis Musa Leitzileicho is Poter can be explained on the basis of the Lashon Mischavein also. But Rav explains it Dafkuf Zayin on the basis of Lashon Yitzchil Gufo. So the answer is Rav is forced to explain it on the basis of Lashon Yitzchil Gufo. Because Rav paskels like Rav Yudah in Kolat Yerikule. The Lashon Mischavein is Chayim in Kolat Yerikule. And by Shabbos he is Poter, if there is no Psikreishe, because of the element of Yediyah, Melachas Machsheves. Masha'in came where there is a psikreishe. Even if it's a psikreishe, the loyich beslei, so the element of Yediyah is not lacking. So Rav couldn't explain it on the basis of Dovah Sheni Mischavein, because he paskins Dovah Sheni Mischavein is also. So Memele is forced to explain it on the basis of Moshe Tzor Lebufo. Masha'in came Shmuel, who paskins that Dovah Sheni Mischavein is muter. So even though he holds that Melocha Shen Tzichil Gufo is Chayev, so he can explain this din of Im Lehitzim and Leicho is Poter on the basis of Dovah Shen Mischav. Of Dovah Shen Mischav. Alright. Now.
Can't you say that?
Please, you'll ask me later. Please, you'll ask me later all the questions. There is no limit to what you can say. You can say many things. So I'll never be able to finish the Shia if we'll spend the time, you know, in listening to what we can say. And I have to cover certain ground, and I cannot. After the Shia, you'll tell me what we can say. Now, so the Shittes HaRambam is like the Shittes Oruch. Now, and one of the Rayas of the Oruch is the Gemara in Zvochit, after the Kalef Omud Beis, of Mizalfin Yayin Al Gabish. So all Rishim has the Kashi. How can the Gemara say that Shmuel, Sviralik Reb Shimon, but when you pour wine on the Gecholim of the Mizbeach, so it's a psychation. So Teisves gives the Teretz, he has to pour it in such a way that it will not necessarily extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. Rashi also has that Kashi. And Rashi gives another Teretz. Rashi says, Ho Reb Shimon, Shmuel Reb Shimon, Lechim Dei Mizchavin Lirbeis, Ein Loisir Bin Rayolof Leesir, So Rashi also has that kasha. It's a psychration. So Rashi gives a very strange terrors. Efshar the mizalefle bitipim dakis made. Hilkach iname mechabe bitipim gaseis. Dobashim mishabim. So Rashi gives a very strange terrors. He says, here we cannot apply the concept of psychration because it's possible to pour with minute drops. So then, it will not extinguish the fire. It will certainly not necessarily extinguish the fire. So since it's possible for him to pour the wine, very lightly with minute drops, tipin dakes, so Mimele is allowed to pour it even with tipin gases. The question is, but if Rashi had said that Shmuel requires that the wine should be poured in minute drops, then we could understand Rashi's lomdes. But Rashi says, in view of the fact that it's biyode to pour the wine in minute drops, so then it will not necessarily extinguish the fire. So he's allowed lechatchile to drop it, to pour the wine with tipping gases. But the question is, what when he pours with tipping gases, then it is a psikresh. Now, so we have to understand this Rashi. Now, there is a Mishnah in Perikko Erek that Kuvo Vomit Beis. Tzvi Shenichnas Lebeis V'Noal Echod Bifon Of Chayet Noal U'Shnayim Ptur. Then the second Mishnah, the Vane Yoshef O'Echod Al HaPesach V'Loi Milo Yoshef Hashem Milo. Let's say Tzvi a deer enter the house and the door was open, and then somebody, Ruvein, sat at the doorway, thereby preventing the Tzvi from coming out. He served as a door himself. So Yoshev Lechod Al Pesach. So if he sat that way, so then he in effect is capturing the deer. But suppose Yoshev he's not so heavy, so when he sat in the doorway, there was still enough space in the doorway for the tzvi to come out. So then somebody else sat down next to him, so the two of them together, they already filled up the whole space of the doorway, so the tzvi was already caught, he couldn't leave. So Yoshev alach la'pesach v'lo imelo, Yoshev Hashem imelo, Hashem yichayeh. Because the first one, when he sat down, he didn't do any act of tzedek, because he did not prevent the tzvi from coming out. So he didn't do any tzedek. The second one, by filling up the space, he did an act of tzedek. So the second one is chayav. Yoshev avishino ha-pesach umulo, ubo ha-sheni v'yoshev v'tzide, af al pi she'omad, horishin v'holachlei, horishin chayav ha-sheni potah. So suppose the first one filled up the whole space, and then the second one sat down next to him, so it wasn't necessary. The tzvi was already caught and trapped before, but then the second one sat in front of him, and he also filled up the whole space. But so Rishen Chayev Hashem Ipota. Why? Because the Rishen when he sat down, so he made the Tzvi Kot in the house. The second one when he sat in front of him, so he didn't accomplish anything because the Tzvi was caught in the house anyway. So Aval Pishoma do Rishen Volachle Yo Rishen Chayev Hashem Ipota. So we understand that the rationale of this thing, but then the Mishnah gives a certain motion. Holy Moshe Deime Linayelas Beisei Lishemrei Vinimtzo Tzvi Shomo Beisei. So what's the meaning of that motion? So there is a machlekes between the Rashi and the Ram as to the meaning of that motion. Holy Moshe Deime Linayelas Beisei Lishemrei Vinimtzo Tzvi Shomo Beisei. Now the Ram and the Rim. So he explains, the Ran explains this when the Mishnah says, Holy Mezadeime, Lineal Basil Shomrei, Vinimtsa Tzvi Shomo Besechei. So he's Potter. Why is it Potter? I mean, if you close the door, there is a Tzvi in the house, and as long as the door is open, the Tzvi is free to leave the house. Then you close the door, you lock the door, thereby preventing the Tzvi from coming out. So you are in effect capturing the Tzvi, you are apprehending the Tzvi. Why is it Potter? Why does the Mishnah say Holm is a Deime and Neil Beis Hashem is a Tzvi Shom Sefer? So the Ran explains that Holm is a Deime Me'acha L'ma is a Deime Me'acha Shemitzit Al Derishin L'Neil Beis L'Sham Rei V'Nimtza Tzvi Shom V'Sechei Perush Kigen She'yesh Tzvi B'Sech HaBayis V'Adelis Miguf. The door is closed, locked. So what did he do? He locked it again. Another lock. So then he's not chayev because the tzvi couldn't. One lock was enough for the tzvi, but you could say maybe that tzvi, if you didn't lock it, another lock. So maybe the tzvi somehow would have managed to open the door, and because of that, we don't say that. So we say in such a case he's potter. This is how the Ran explains it. But the Rashbo, then he mentions the shita of the Rashbo. The Rashbo explains it differently. Holy Moshe Deime Linayel Beisei Lishemrei. That means there is a tzvi in the house. There is a deer in the house. And then the door is open. Then the owner of the house, he sees the door of the house is open. He knows there is a tzvi. But every day he's accustomed to close the door of the house because he doesn't want any ganovim to come into the house and steal his money. So now too, that he knows that there is a tzvi in the house and the door is open, he decided to close the door. So his primary kavone is to watch the house against another, not to capture the tzvi. But in view of the fact that he knows there is a tzvi in the house, so he has a double kavone. First of all, he closes the door for the purpose of protecting the house against ganavim. Number two, he has another kavone. He closes the door in order to apprehend the tzvi too. So that is potter. This is how the Rashba explains the Mishneh. Holy Moshe Deime Linayel Beisei Lishomrei V'Nimtza Tzvi Shomo B'Sechei. So the Ran asks a kashe against his masik against the Rashba. He says it's Merav Sinik. First of all, he here is Mischav Mamish. He's Mischav Mamish to capture the Tzvi, but he has two kavanos. He closes the door for two reasons. Number one, to watch the house against ganavim. Number two, to apprehend the tzvi. But he has the kavone, so he's mischav mamish. So how can we say dovah sheni mischav? That's one kashi. And then he says, it's a psikreish, it's ligorat and a psikreish. Even if he wasn't mischav mamish, he should be osar and should be chay. So he's masik against the Rashba's pshat in the Mishnah. Now, so we have to understand. So there are two kashes against the Rashba. Number one, it's a psikreishin. The tzvi is certainly as a result of closing the door. The tzvi is going to be caught. So it's a psikreishin. Number two, it's mischav mamesh. We don't even have to resort to psikreishin. So let's first consider the kashet that it's mischal mamish, because that's a stronger kasha. Now, in the Sugya Imsochim there is a machlekes between Abai and Rabbi whether Hanoe Haboel in Odom Valkoche Abayom Amuteres Virovom Asuf. So that is reference, let's say, to the specific case as Rashi and Tisus explain it. Let's say, suppose someone is walking in the street and then there are certain heathens who are Makhtir Ktiras Lavrizor, and there is a very significant fragrance emanating from that incense of the Avrizor, and you're not allowed to have anoyer from Avrizor, from incense of Avrizor. It's allowed to rise. We don't got from Nachere. So if you're not in Avrizor, you're either allowed to rise. So the question is, he has to go to work, and he passes by a certain street where the heathens are makdekteres, and then by passing through that block, he will enjoy the fragrance of that avrizor, of that incense. So is it muta or it's osa? That's hanoya abor lilodom balkov. Abayoma muteres viroveroma aso. Viroveroma aso. So then there are two lishenis anymore. So then the second lashon is ikedam. Efsha veloi mechavei Heine pluktaye der Rebbe Gudev Rebshim. Lo yefsha v'lo yikom echave in kulal me pliga di shok. Ki pliga di lo yefsha v'ikom echave. V'alibe di Rebshim en dozlo bosa kavone kulal me lo yipliga di osa. Ki pliga alibe di Rebbe Yude doma lo yishne mischave in v'lo yishne shei mischave in efshar osa. Efshar is osa. Abaye ki Rebbe Yude. V'robe oma loch ad kan likom a Rebbe Yude shei mischave in ki mischave in el lechumre. Avo mischave in ki shei mischave in likule loch. Now, so what's the pshat? So the Gemara in the second lashon applies the machlekes between Abai and Rove in regard to the case lo yefshar v'kom echad. What it means lo yefshar? Lo yefshar, so which the Ran points out in Psochim. Doesn't mean lo yefshar, there is no other way, otherwise he'll die. I mean, it's akonis nefoshes. Lo yefshar means he has to go to his work. It's still possible for him not to go to work, he'll stay home. But this is what he does every day. He has to go a certain way, and there is no other street through which he can go to work. He has to pass by this street, and on that street the heathens are makter teres lavrizor. So that's called loyefsha. So he decides, I have to go through that block anyway. I might as well enjoy the fragrance of the incense. So that's called lo yefsher v'kom echad. So alibi de Rav Shimon de Oslo bosa kavone kula omele pligad osa. So according to Rav Shimon, it's certainly osa, because according to Rav Shimon, so a certain maise which with kavone it's a maise avere, without kavone it's not a maise avere. So the kavone is the essential element in a maise avere. The same maise without kavone can be muter. And with kavone, it's awesome. So what do we see? That according to Rav Shimon, the kavone is an essential element of the ma'is avere. So memele, he cannot argue. So even Abaye will agree that it's impossible to argue that according to Rav Shimon, since he has to pass by this block anyway, he couldn't go to work through any other street. And he will unavoidably enjoy the fragrance, whether he likes it or not. So memele, he can be mischaving. He can intend to enjoy the fragrance. No, because according to Rav Shimon.